Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist David Beachler. David, we have some, looks like some inclement weather moving into the state. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, good morning. We do have a storm system that we're looking at coming in for Friday and heading into Saturday. The main concern right now is the front side of that. We're probably going to see some rain showers move in around daybreak tomorrow and then continue through the evening hours. There does appear to be some convective instability that develops midday into the afternoon hours, and that's where the Storm Prediction Center is a little bit concerned that we could have some isolated severe thunderstorms, mainly south of the Indianapolis metropolitan area, Friday afternoon. More specifically, timing is probably going to be in that 1 to 6 o'clock p.m. time frame. But then once that goes through, we've got a cold front that sweeps through late Friday night into Saturday morning, and Saturday's highs are going to be back into the lower 40s.
What parts of the state do you think will be most affected by some potential isolated severe weather?
It looks like right now the greatest chance, if there is any severe weather that does end up developing, it would be south of Indianapolis, probably more so down across Bloomington, Columbus, Seymour, those locations down there. But that's not to say that we couldn't see an isolated stronger thunderstorms a little bit further north. But as far as the greatest risk, that seems to be further south.
I'm asking this purely for selfish reasons because I have to be in Terre Haute for a baseball game at 3 o'clock. What's that looking like?
For Friday afternoon?
Friday afternoon, yes.
It's probably going to be some showers and maybe some thunderstorm activity around that time frame. Again, the main concern for timing is probably going to be between that 1 and 6 p.m. time frame Friday. Maybe a little bit earlier further south and maybe a little bit later closer to the Indy and maybe in that Terre Haute area. But right now, as far as being very specific on timing, it's really difficult to say if 3 o'clock is going to be a problem time or not. And that's why we try to give a little bit larger window of where we're at right now. But as we get into tonight and then tomorrow morning, we'll have a better idea on what specific times are the greatest risk times.
Gotcha. What are some of the big threats associated with it in terms of winds or if we could maybe see hail or anything like that?
Well, definitely going to be the wind part. And obviously lightning is always a hazard. Especially if you're outdoors, and this time of year we start to be migrating back outside after being inside all winter. So that's one concern. There is a potential that we could have some really gusty winds, and so that's what the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted as another hazard that we need to be concerned with.
So what's the rest of the weekend looking like after all this?
So we have the cold front that will go through early Saturday morning, and temperatures will cool back off into the lower 40s for Saturday. Rain will be diminishing from west to east. And then Sunday we rebound back into the 60s, it looks like, for high temperatures and sunny conditions.
Okay, and how about next week? Looking like more sunny weather with warmness?
There may be a few days where we'll have temperatures back to around 70 degrees. But we're also looking at another storm system that's coming in, looks like early in the week, and then another one towards the latter part of the week. So somewhat of a active period or active pattern over the next 7 to 10 days. But generally, we're looking at temperatures in the seasonal category, possibly a little bit above seasonal conditions.
Okay, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't have anything this morning.
Okay. He's David Beachler with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. David, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.